how the citizens live in this country and the rules and regulations and the laws of this country. And he was describing us the country. And one of the things he said was that 80% of this tool today is being used for junk. 80%. And it is wrecking havoc wherever it goes. And therefore, he says, I'm not, he was a fair sociologist. He described it the way it was, and he says, I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying yes. I'm just letting you know how this country works, the internet country. And I'm letting you know all the laws, and I'm letting you know all the citizens, and all the visitors that visit, and what they're visiting, and what they're looking at. I'll tell you the truth, I walked out of that meeting, I was broken. Because what I saw, and what I heard, I couldn't believe it. And at the same time, why was I broken? Because I knew there's a high percentage of our homes that have brought this in without any filtering, without any supervision. And I know in the capacity that I'm in, the havoc that it is wrecking in our own homes, with our children, with our couples, shalom bayis, chinuch, you name it. I have seen divorces. I have seen breakups. I have seen children going off the path. I've seen it all. And it has started from the tremendous availability and accessibility and the looseness that is in our homes that is allowing this to go on without any protection. And whenever I talk about it, they'll tell me, Rabbi, get off your horse and buggy and get on your car or your jet plane. You're way behind times. And I say, you know what? Thank God that I'm behind times. Thank God I will allow the other people to be way ahead of me when it comes to that. Because I want to guard the sanctity of my home. I don't want to be left with a flag of technology in my hand and my house will fall apart. I want children that will have the right values, that they'll know what's right and what's wrong, that they'll know what's primary and secondary. And they'll keep their heads on straight with the right values. And this is what we all have to know. We are guarding our homes and we have to make sure that it's the right things that are in that home. And I don't care how easy it is to rent a car or to order an airplane ticket or to find out what's going on in your bank account. At the same time, you better make sure that everything is protected in your home. Because an airplane ticket or a rent a car doesn't come anywhere near to what your child is going to grow up to. And not only your child, yourself, what you're going to put yourself through with what you're watching. And the effect that it can have on your lives afterwards. Al tamin ba'atzmcha, don't believe in yourself. Al tevi'ein l'dei nisoyin, don't put yourself to test. With the click of a switch, what it can do. And the Rebbe goes on. And the Rebbe says, even a person feels that he's going to look just at the religious, educational things on the television, which is permissible to look at. He says, how can parents guarantee that their children won't look at other things, which are forbidden to look at? And they will say to children, if my parents could look at television, I can also look at it, and I can look at whatever I want. Especially here in America, where children don't necessarily listen so much to their parents in 1954. Who can guarantee for the parents themselves, the Rebbe writes, that they shouldn't fall through? Today they look at something permissible, and tomorrow they look at something, a short look at something else, and slowly but surely they find themselves in deep in the forest of things that are not permissible, but they've decided that it is permissible. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe is not only talking about the children, he's talking about us as adults. Can we really be completely in control? And we're adults who already have been formed and shaped. Children and teenagers that have not yet really set up their values of how they're going to live completely in their lives. To be exposed to all this kind of stuff. Now, of course, I know we're going to get to that also. But I know it's not enough just to know. There has to be the building of a relationship with our children. There has to be connection with our families. Of course, it's not just a matter of out. But we have to talk about also the negative side, the purification, the cleaning up act. There ever once spoke a sikh on Rosh Hashanah. He says, what's the thing that we lay on Rosh Hashanah? First day Rosh Hashanah. He says, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about the Yitzchak being born. And then what do we read further on in the Kriya?